Well, spring is in the air, sort of. Whether it's the morning bird songs or your soggy lawn starting to show signs of life, Calgary's growing season is just around the corner. And while experienced gardeners are already making plans and planting seeds, inexperienced gardeners are probably asking themselves, where do I start? Luckily, a new course for would-be gardeners in Calgary kicks off in just a few weeks. It's called Grow Food Calgary. Natural gardener Chelsea Anderson is the green thumb at the helm of that, and Julie Leung is one of the newbie gardeners, and they join me now in the studio. Good afternoon.
Hi, Dad. Hi.
All right, Chelsea, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Grow Food Calgary program. What does that look like?
We're hosting six sessions, which are going to be 3 hours each, and it'll be experts from around Calgary who will be teaching about all kinds of things from compost to soil health to bugs to pests to how to grow your own veggies and what to grow when, how to do that.
So is this like an intense program and for people, you know, before you push them out of the nest?
Yeah, I hope it's not too intense, but we are hoping to grow gardeners this season, you know, beets, lettuce, and gardeners this season. So we'll hopefully be kind of hand-holding new gardeners through the whole process right from April through till October. And if they have any questions as things come up, you know, in August, mm-hmm. when potatoes are maybe not ready, we can help them through that. Is it time to harvest or is it not? So we're hoping to really kind of hold new gardeners' hands, help them through the whole process.
All right, Julie, you're one of the people who's going to need a little hand-holding, I understand. So what made you want to start gardening?
I think there's something really great and rewarding about being able to grow your own food and putting effort and, you know, resources into something that you can watch grow and then harvest. For me specifically, a couple of years ago, I was in the midst of solving my kid's eczema. And at that point, I was really convicted that I needed to have a better understanding of many things, but among them, mm-hmm. where my food comes from and how it's processed and what happens to it before it gets to my table. So I was always kind of interested in gardening, but felt like I don't really know where to start and everything I do is haphazard.
So have you even tried to do something previously and failed miserably? Like, what did that look like?
I don't think we failed miserably, but I do think it was very haphazard. So when we moved into our home, there was a 8x4 foot garden plot, mm-hmm. and we tried to plant a couple different things, and we just sort of thought, okay, well, what do other people grow that seems to work in this climate? But we've had things where, you know, we planted peas and the potatoes overcompeted them and they died on the vine kind of thing. So, we've had a little bit of success, but I think we would have more success if we had some handholding.
Oh, so just like the animal kingdom, the law of natural selection took place there. So, Chelsea, do a lot of gardeners have trouble when they're starting out like Julie? What are some of the more common mistakes you see?
More common mistakes is growing the wrong crops for sure. Right. So everyone wants tomatoes. Everyone wants those juicy, delicious tomatoes. Who doesn't love tomatoes? Mm-hmm. When I tell people that potatoes are maybe a better choice, they kind of roll their eyes. They're like, oh yeah. But you know, there's lots of really good things that we can grow here that will tolerate our colder temperatures. You know, any of the green crops, the kales, the chards, the beet tops, any of that kind of stuff grows really well here. So I think selecting the right crops and knowing when to seed them.
What about cherry tomatoes?
Yeah.
My father-in-law's had like bumper crops the last few years.
Right. And they're absolutely growable. I'm not saying that tomatoes are out of the question, you know, but you need to definitely start those once it's warm out, mm-hmm. right? You need those +5 degree temperatures at least at minimum. You need to water them frequently and people forget these kind of details.
So, now, my mother-in-law always says to me, if you can read, you can cook. Is it a similar scenario with gardening? Do you think if you get the right instruction... Can you be a natural at it or is it something you can learn?
I'd say gardening is more of a hands-on thing. So it's not about like doing it right. It's more about the experiment, about getting out there, about touching nature, about being in nature and enjoying the whole process rather than just what you get out of it. So I really like people to get out there and really touch the soil, smell the flowers, smell the compost, you know, just smell it all, feel it all, be really present in the moment. And I think that's the real benefit to gardening.
All right, Julie, we're a couple of weeks away from getting this underway based on the weather forecast for sure. So what are your hopes for the growing season? What are your goals here?
I'm hoping that I will have a lot more kind of intentional approach to my garden and maybe better yield and just feel not so kind of haphazard about my approach. I'm hoping that we'll be able to up our yield, mm-hmm. For the things that are coming into my table.
And are you devoting a large section of your yard to this or is it going to start small and grow, do you think, so to speak?
I was debating about this because we have that 8x4 plot. Right. And I was thinking, well, maybe I could add another section and maybe I could get the information I need to do that properly or feel confident that I've created that second plot properly. So we'll see how it goes when we start our first lesson here in
a
couple weeks.
Chelsea, as I look out the window, the grass is still looking pretty brown.
The grass is pretty brown.
And the trees aren't really threatening
But you wouldn't believe what's happening with my garlic.
Oh, what's happening with your garlic?
It is sprouting.
Do tell.
Yes. So I seeded it last fall. And when you seed garlic in the fall, it comes up first thing. As soon as your snow's melted, the garlic's up. So I already have garlic almost ready to harvest some greens from that.
So that's good.
The chives are already up. And that's another perennial crop that you can grow. So those are up and going. You know, we have things starting to come. So don't look at the grass for necessarily.
Right. Sure. Okay. For those of us who are obviously way behind, what should people be doing at this point in the gardening season to get ready then to plant?
Yeah, for sure. Well, if you already have a garden plot, you know, add some kind of organic top dressing, I guess. So compost, I highly recommend, or worm castings is my favorite thing in the whole wide world to grow a nice organic garden. And so start top dressing with those kinds of things. Add some leaves. So don't throw out those leaves. If you still have them on your front yard, make sure to save them, put them on your garden. They're going to preserve the microbes. They're going to feed the microbes. They're going to make a living soil. And that's what we want to, that's what we really want to have, because the living soil then feeds our gardens.
How much time is involved in this? Because I always think, I'm probably one of those people who goes, you know what? I can buy it at the grocery store. Very quickly.
Yeah.
May not taste the same.
For sure.
As opposed to doing all of the work, the labor intensive, and then maybe being crashingly disappointed when my yield is not like Julie
right.
said, and something, you know, loses the battle for dominance.
Doug, it's hard for me to empathize. I just don't understand what you're talking about when you right. could be outside growing your own food.
Sure.
Doesn't make any sense to me. But that being said, I know it's totally up to you. You can buy these self-watering systems where
right.
you can just plant your tomatoes, you can go away for 2 weeks, and they can grow without you, literally. Or
see, I like that.
Yeah, I know. Fair enough, you know, but I don't quite understand you. So for me, I love it when my kids are jumping on the trampoline.
Sure.
I can be out there just puttering all the time. And I get a kick out of that because it's your gym membership paid for. It's your yoga therapy. Mm. It's your meditation. It's your ecotherapy boost. You're getting all these benefits. And I just think they're all in one beautiful gardening package.
Julie, do you have the time for this? And have you looked at the expense?
I haven't looked at the expense. I'm hoping to have the time because I think I'm out there anyway trying to, you know, weed my grass and do all those things.
Sure.
Why don't I put time into growing vegetables, something I can eat, something my kids can, you know, benefit
from.
It's
funny you should mention the expense, though, Doug. You know, last winter, I paid $13 for an organic head of cauliflower, and I was astonished when it came up at the till. I was like, oh, kind of choked it down.
And apparently they're coming back because
the $13
of
cauliflowers?
Too much water in California.
Oh.
They had a drought, and now they've had too much
That's right.
rain.
And, you know, we're relying on California to grow a lot of the crops that we can grow right here. Cauliflower is one of those. So last year, I devoted my garden to cauliflower.
Wow.
And so I bought one packet of seeds, $5, and I had about 20 cauliflowers. So it actually is not an expensive hobby. It
I'm sold on that, especially if I can ignore it for 2 weeks. So for newbie gardeners hearing this right now, is it too late to join your Grow Food Calgary program?
It's not too late. You're in luck for the April 22nd, which is Earth Day. What better way to spend Earth Day? We still have tickets available, and we're now selling them just for that event as a separate thing if people are interested in just coming for a one-day event.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Chelsea Anderson is a natural gardener here in Calgary. Her new program for newbie gardeners is called Grow Food Calgary. You can find out more about it online at growfoodcalgary.com. And Julie Leung is one of the newbie gardeners in the program. We're hoping to follow Julie's gardening adventure throughout the summer. We're keeping our fingers crossed, and maybe we'll get some benefits out of this as well.